With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke told the Associated Press today that the federal government plans to appeal a federal court ruling allowing oil and gas drilling in the Badger II Medicine area outside Glacier National Park. The Badger II Medicine area is the site of the creation story for the Blackfeet tribes and is located on the Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest, adjacent to the Blackfeet Reservation. In September, a federal judge reinstated drilling rights on a nearly 10-square-mile lease in the area. The Obama administration voided those leases originally granted by the Reagan administration. Zinke asked government attorneys to appeal the September ruling, saying it would be inappropriate to allow drilling in the Badger II Medicine. Terry Tatsy is a member of the Blackfeet Tribal Business Council, which strongly opposes oil and gas drilling there. He says he is grateful for the Interior's support.
I feel they understand the importance of the area to the Blackfeet people and the integrity of that place.
An appeal will pit Zinke's agency against an oil and gas company's development plans, a relatively uncommon position for the pro-energy Trump administration. Lease owner Solenex LLC of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, had asked Zinke to uphold its drilling rights. William Perry Penley with the Mountain States Legal Foundation represents Solenex in the case.
I'm very disappointed Secretary Zinke, by asking the court to overturn that, is simply say the secretary wants the authority to cancel any lease anywhere for any reason.
Solenex has held the lease for more than 30 years. It has not drilled yet because of numerous bureaucratic delays within the U.S. Departments of Interior and Agriculture that prompted the company to sue in 2013. The Badger II Medicine area is part of the Rocky Mountain Front, a scenic expanse of forested mountains that's been subject to a long campaign to block oil and gas development and mining. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.